FM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hello then, good hello to you. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Welcome to it, and you are welcome to it. You deserve it. I'm John Holmes, and I was going to ask a little bit of a question actually, producer Dave. I found out yesterday Classic FM have got a pet.
They, John?
Yes, they have. Right, yesterday, right, I'm not even joking, I walked through Classic FM's office, right, which is next to XFM's office. Classic FM, we share a building with them, and indeed a floor and office space. And they were all standing up, bear in mind this is Classic FM presenters, they were all standing up, sort of trying to move bins and peering behind bins, and there was one guy on the floor with a cup, and I was like, what's going on? Turns out they had a mouse. Uh-huh. They've got a mouse. Why haven't we got a mouse?
I don't know if it's a pet as much as... Probably a bit of a nuisance, I'd imagine.
They said that, yeah. They said It wasn't supposed to be there, but I was still a bit jealous. I wanted it.
Well, we should steal it. We should mice nap it. Doesn't work.
Not really.
We should mouse nap it.
Do you? Blue Peter have pets, right? Blue Peter famously had pets, didn't they? Because they had Shep, famously, wasn't it? Shep and
Goldie
Horn.
Yeah.
And didn't she go out with Simon Groom for a while or something? Am I confusing two things? Did Goldie replace Petra?
Bristol drum and bass DJ, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. Who was on a lead that Simon Groom used to drag him around.
But there's the funny little gold teeth things.
Yeah. And then didn't he poo on John Noakes' foot or something?
Yes, he did.
In the studio. I believe Peter was funny in those days, wasn't he?
Never work with animals or drum and bass DJs from the West Country. That's what they say.
I wrote a limerick about Goldie, who replaced Petra, and won a Blue Peter badge and a picture, a little photograph of Petra for doing so. There you go. That's my childhood, the magic of childhood right there for me. I can't remember what limerick was. I know it was Goldie, and I think I rhymed it with Moldy, but I can't remember. I don't think that's what Petra would have wanted, but I still got a little Blue Peter badge for it. We should have a badge system around here, Dave.
Yeah.
Come on, let's have a badge for competition winners.
I don't know if we've got the budget for it, John, for little metal badges.
Matt over there got me a badge, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a Heart FM badge.
Yeah, he just put it out of his pocket earlier. I found it and thought of you.
Yeah, I found it and thought of you. It said, I beat Bunton. And what I'm going to scratch in is the words off and to into the badge and give it you for Christmas.
Oh, you're very kind. You've ruined the surprise now.
Yeah.
All we've got is, as a pet, is this podcast. And that's got distemper and it's nearly dead. Mm. Vin is our work experience intern person. What's in it, Vin?
This week we've got Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell,
Colin Farrell,
yes.
Yeah, very good. Miranda, you just insulting Miranda Hart.
Well, I didn't really insult her.
Well, I mean, well, you did.
I just undermined her entire career to date.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. What did you say? She just falls down a lot, basically.
I had to sum up her career. I just said she fell over.
Yeah,
and people laughed.
I suppose, yeah, no fair, I guess.
Yeah.
Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond.
I didn't like that one.
That was good. It was my favourite bit. That was.
You just like it because Jeremy Clarkson took a photograph of me and Richard Hammond and tweeted it around the world, and now I'm some sort of international dwarf creature.
Yeah. Getting Ukrainian hate mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. We listened to Busted's Christmas single.
Yeah.
That went down well.
With me, not anyone else, obviously.
Yeah, you know, just all the same as ever. 99 problems, chaff, whatever.
Matt, put that cup down. I'm not being a pet.
Let the game begin.
Now, hello you, and welcome to Wednesday morning. This is XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. Think of us as the sort of broadcasting equivalent of the UK in their global school test, largely failing to make any kind of performance chart and falling behind in terms of our practical and written work. Here we are, though. Here we are, you there, hello, you, us, here, like the naughty kids, aren't we, sitting at the back of the radio, messing about while the swatty kids on the other radio, like the swatty kids on Heart or Capital, you know, they try and please Sir, don't they, Matt? Try and please Sir, we correctly read out a live read for a commercial client handed to us by a producer.
Where's the word?
We love that.
I made it my own.
Ooh, Who wants to back announce a Katy Perry song and then professionally and neatly segue into the travel? Oh, me, sir. Me.
Can I talk for just 6 seconds an hour, sir?
Yeah, can I? You've told me to do, because you can't be, you know, because listeners are too stupid to get anything else. Anyway, no, we're at the back of the, we're at the back, metaphorically, aren't we, drawing crude pictures of genitalia over the radio. That's us, Matt. That's what we do, isn't it, over here.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Oh, God, such mood, and I miss the season.
Yeah.
All true, all of the above. Yeah. All true.
Yeah, what you hear there is the sound of Colin Farrell lying about missing this foundation. As you may have heard, this is XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes. I guess this morning, well, I've given it away, really, but, you know, he's big. Let's big him up. He starred as Simon, uncredited, in the 1996 film The Disappearance of Finbar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For me, excelled as young man in cinema, also uncredited in 1995's Frankie Starlight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, research. Someone's been working at least 17 minutes over the weekend.
How are you?
Good, I'm good, man.
Good, it's good to see you. You too. We were just discussing the murk of London there, of course.
Man, it's milky out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Here it is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Where did you, where have you just...
Easier to write a poem on a day like today than it is on a sunny day. Why is that, man? Why is it?
You know why? Because, I've often thought this, you know, like writers and authors will go off and often say, you know, famously, James Bond was written on Goldeneye, you know, in Goldeneye in Jamaica, in Fleming. And I think, I couldn't go and write something. Like, I'd just be, like, scuba diving all day or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is easy to
think, I think if you're experiencing joy, and usually we equate the presence of sun to some experience of joy, well, then it doesn't tend to provoke the same level of curiosity or existential questioning as when you feel... Because days like these kind of inflict themselves upon you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You've got to look inwardly for hope and shining
a little bit.
Light.
Absolutely. There you go.
That's what it is.
Nice. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today.
Hope and shining light, Colin Farrell. It's the writing, though. I didn't just throw that in, of course. It brings us very neatly around to the film, because, of course, this is the this is Saving Mr. Banks, and it's the story, a story I didn't know at all, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
And it's the, I suppose, the transition of Mary Poppins from book to screen, but the story behind P.L. Travers, who wrote it.
Absolutely, and how volatile the experience was of bringing the source material from book form onto the screen. For 20 years, I believe, Walt Disney courted P.L. Travers, who wrote the series of Mary Poppins books, to try and get her to relinquish the rights so he could turn it into a film. And for 20 years, she said no. 16 years, she said no. Until she found herself in a financial bind, and she was going to have to lose her home in London. And she said, oh, fine, then I'll fly over to Hollywood in the 60s and I'll do 2 weeks of script meetings. And it was a debacle.
There are tapes as well.
There are tapes that are played at the end of the film after the credits.
Yeah.
And you hear how kind of brutally, kind of just tense and angry and irate she is.
You also realise how well Emma Thompson nailed it, playing the character.
Emma's extraordinary in the film. I mean, she really, between
Colin, by the way, just got handed a drink. He wasn't being fluffed or something there.
Don't
explain.
Yeah,
just explain what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that would be weird. Sorry, go on.
Adult audience, I hope. So Emma, she, between what Kelly Marcel wrote, the script, and what she did with the work she did with it, and Emma Thompson's just sublime in the film.
I'll tell you what, because I saw it yesterday.
I found it upsetting, and I'm in the film.
I've not told the guy, Matt and Dave, obviously, on the show. I've not told this them yet.
No, and you're a lad. I can tell where you're going.
I'm saving it for now. Four times I cried during that
film. Right. It's really emotional,
it's
man.
It's totally emotional.
The lads are planning.
I know, look at
the lads are planning.
Look at Dave's laughing face.
The lads are planning on exactly when they're going to say, give us your lunch money. They're trying to figure out.
He takes that off me first thing in the day. I've been gone. How did you find playing the character? Because it's no secret that you have been a drinking gentleman in your past. And obviously the character in it is an alcoholic, and then he dies of related illness and so on. Did you channel something with that?
I mean, I remember, myself personally, I remember certain elements of self-involvement and self-pity and profound sadness, that if you looked at the life around me, you couldn't dictate, you couldn't decide the origin of the level of sadness and self-pity that I felt. You couldn't, you'd be going, what do you do? You've got the beautiful kid, you've got a family that loves you, you've got this job. I mean, and so I remember how self-involved at times the affliction of alcoholism can be when you're in the grip of it, and I remember how destructive it can be, and I also remember the difficulty of trying to find a route out of it and not even understanding the depths of your own despair, even though while you're feeding off them at the same time. So all those things, I, from an experience, but at the same time, it was a work of fiction, and it was a character that I did have, maybe my ability to empathise with him was clearer and was more front and centre than it could usually be.
Look, we're going to, if you don't mind hanging around a bit, if that's all right.
Sure,
we're going to play on the face of it, is a ludicrous game.
Sure.
And then when you go a bit deeper, it's even more ludicrous than that.
Sure.
It's going to be a game of, we play this with all of our guests, and it's going to be band or, it's either the name of a band, or in this case, obscure Disney character.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you don't mind hanging around, we'll...
I got excited there.
Oh, don't be. We'll just beat that out of you. So if you don't mind hanging around, we'll get the fluffer back, and we'll...
I was going to say, if I'm going to be here for longer, bring another one in.
We'll play it next. Colin Farrell with us on XFM this morning.
John cried.
Shut up! It's an emotional fail!
Like a girl!
Shut up!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And there it was, editors, all sparks are now all sparks. Sorry, sparks, is it? It's more of a damp squib of showbiz tossip, I suppose, really, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
That's all there really is. It's the point of the programme, as you know, here in the 6 to 7 hour, when we bring you the chaff news, the news that isn't really news. Matt has to separate the wheat, the news wheat from the news chaff, and here we bring you the showbiz tossip. Welcome, by the way, if you're a first-time listener, this is how it works. And as I mentioned previously, Matt, very much like a cow stuck in the mud, and Matt gets stuck in the showbiz tossip, and we had to haul him out with a tractor. It was
pretty thick yesterday.
Thick and
gloopy.
Gloopy's the right... Yeah. It was gloopy, wasn't it? Yeah.
It happens around the I'm a Celebrity season. Sometimes it really gets covered.
It really gets... Such you get so bogged in it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
And if we didn't, hadn't pulled you out, you'd have starved to death in there,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
I would have done, yeah. Yeah.
What have you got this morning?
Well, George Clooney is still looking for love.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
The actor's revealed his ideal woman.
Yeah. Is it Lisa Snowden from the Capital Breakfast Show? Didn't he used to go out with her?
Apparently, yeah.
See, he did, didn't he?
Legend has it.
He used to go out with her. Or did he go out with Dave Berry? I can't remember which one.
Which one was it? His ideal woman, anyway. So, you know, like classic beauties.
Oh, yeah.
Like Audrey Hepburn and Grace Kelly.
So his ideal woman is someone that's been dead for about 10 years. Wow, interesting.
It's an interesting choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the kind of guy he is.
What's he planning to do? Dig him up? What's the plan, Matt? What's he doing? He should go back to Snowden. At least she's alive.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah, and she was in colour, you know. She wasn't in black and white films.
No,
She's
still around, isn't she, Lisa Snowden? I've seen her in the corridor.
Still around.
We share a building with
her. She had a bowl of coffee with me just the other morning.
And then tweeted it.
And then tweeted it.
I know.
Yeah. Very exciting.
That's you are basically now only 1 degree away from having sexual intercourse with George Clooney.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. You, Matt.
I didn't realise it at the time, but now you mention it, yeah.
That's a degree of separation. You're basically George Clooney's perfect man.
Oh, wow.
This is amazing.
No. He likes classic beautiful women, John. He likes classic beautiful women.
That are dead.
Audrey Hepburn.
They're dead, they're dead. They're both
for
dead.
Example, that's what he's into. That's what he likes, okay? Let's move on quickly. Joe Jonas has revealed that Disney banned his beard. Who's Joe Jonas, first up?
Don't go to a story about a beard now. That's not the right time.
Oh, no.
Back out of this, quick. Dave, do something with producery, quick.
What are you doing?
I didn't do that. I didn't link the two.
You just did that. Move on.
Quick. Joe Jonas. He was in the Jonas Brothers, okay? And he says he had to shave his beard every day.
What was his name?
Because Disney didn't want him to... look like he had a beard.
Go back to the Clooney story again.
Oh, no.
Right, and let's move on now.
All of that's journalistic training kicking in right
now. Let's move on now to Kanye West. We all know him, don't we?
Yeah.
And he stormed off stage in the States because of some... he was playing a gig in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
And there was a problem just seconds into his third song.
What happened?
The lighting scheme wasn't quite up to his standard. And he called for all the lights to be shut off.
Yeah.
And so he started swearing at the technical crew. And
Was his technical crew run by Nat West? Is that what?
Maybe that's it.
It just didn't work.
Yeah, Nat West and RBS in charge of the lighting and the sound at Kanye West gigs, yeah. One of the crew members didn't give Kanye his deep voice on his microphone, apparently. And he called her out in front of 7,000 fans who were there. And, yeah, so he's just had a big meltdown on stage.
Well, frankly, when I don't get my deep voice setting, I kick off, don't I, Dave?
Yeah, that's true.
Here's my deep voice setting, Dave. Where's my deep voice? Where's my deep voice setting? There it is.
That's more like
it. Oh, wow. What's happened?
Thanks, Dave. I rather like that. Tell me about George Clooney again.
No!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Gentlemen, well, as you can hear, Sam Clarkson and Richard Hammond still with us. We are going to play a game of band or car manufacturer slash model. You'll be playing against each other. It will alternate
I'm
between you.
I'm going to win because Richard's got a mouthful of sandwich.
I have just taken a mouthful of a sandwich, but I've swallowed it very quickly. And it may now make a return, doesn't it?
Well, we look forward to that. As we've said, every sound picked up by a microphone. So we look forward to a Hammond belch. Right, here we go then. This is band or car manufacturer or model. Clarkson and Hammond. Alphabetical order. Hammond first. And here we go.
I forgot to do. I'm going to explain now.
I'm going to explain now.
All right. Has it started yet?
No.
Have a word.
Sort it. No, definitely not.
Do I get a point for that?
No.
I'm ahead.
Shut up. Red light. Right, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to call out the name of something. It's either a band or a car or a manufacturer.
And you just, and I just have to say band
or car.
Or
car or manufacturer.
Oh, I got it. That's brilliant.
Got it. Yeah. Car. No.
Oh.
Red line. Red Line.
It's a band.
No, it's a New Zealand kit car. The
is
Red
it?
Line. The Red
oh,
Line.
Come on.
Yes,
New
it is.
Zealand.
It's a New Zealand kit car. Red Line.
You've let yourself go.
You're off the show. James May would never have made that mistake.
Yes, he would.
Yes. Sunspeed. Jeremy Clarkson. Sunspeed.
That's a car.
Is a car and a band.
What car is a Sunspeed?
I was just about to say that's a car and a band. You interrupt.
What car is a Sunspeed?
The Sunspeed. It's an American car based on the Plymouth Rambler.
Is it?
No. Completely made that up.
Well delivered, I totally would have
believed. I would have believed that as well. Power Wagon.
Oh, God. I'm going to say it's a band again.
It is a band. It is a band, you're absolutely
it's
right.
It's a car.
It's not a car.
It is. There is a car called a Power Wagon.
Are you making this up again?
I made one when I was 8, and I called it the Power Wagon.
What? It's a one-off that you built.
It's okay. A car.
But it exists. Literally, you're not getting the point for that. Okay. Marauder. Marauder.
That's a car and a band.
Is the right answer, yeah. 50s car company, founded by former...
Marauder, I genuinely know. Was it a Ford guy? No, but it was British.
Rover.
I think. It was
Rover.
I knew it was British, yeah.
Panhard. Richard Hammond. Panhard. It is a car.
American car?
French.
French car. Okay. American French car.
Now you're letting the whole of the BBC do.
All of us do. Yeah, they were Panhard Levasseur, was one that they made. It was Panhard Levasseur, Levasseur.
No, you're
so going for bonus
nicely.
Points.
Pulling it back.
Genuinely is.
I know, you're doing well.
Thank you.
American luxury, Jeremy. American luxury, band or car related?
Well, there's no such thing as we know as American luxury, so this is odd. American luxury, I'm going to have to say band.
Is the right answer, yeah. Optimal Energy.
It's got to be a band, but it's a terrible name if it is a band.
It's a car model.
Is it an electric car?
Yes, South African. And it was made in 2008.
But is it electric?
Yeah, it's electric.
So I get the point.
Yeah. What, because you said they were a band?
No, because I then said it's electric.
How is that the point?
Because then I said it's electric. I didn't realise electric cars were in it.
Oh,
what? You can have electric.
Any car, it's any bloody car.
I've just invented a car called that. And a band.
Nilpois. Schnitzer.
Schnitzer's car, German.
Thank you. Honest Engines.
Stop giving me stupid ones.
Well, what's
just how the cards fall?
It's a band.
Yes, it is.
Yes!
A funk rock band.
Good. Winograd. Winograd.
Well, now, that's interesting. We're presumably east of Warsaw here. Has a drink-driving kind of
connotation.
Vibe going on there, which does make me think that it's probably a car.
It's an Argentinian model of a car.
See, east of Warsaw is a thing. You have to go a long way east of Warsaw. But eventually you do arrive in Buenos Aires.
You keep going east.
Yeah.
We're nearly there. FAP. F-A-P. FAP.
Car maker.
Serbian. Yes, it is. Yeah. Serbian. And finally, Jeremy, Spurt Box.
That's childish.
Am I allowed to say neither?
No.
See, none of the above.
No.
It's a band.
It's a band, of course it is. Yeah. Very well done. Congratulations to whoever won. That'll be Dave's call.
Richard 6, Jeremy 7.
Yeah. Jeremy Clarkson!
Even though I didn't
winner.
Know Opal Ascona, which of course I would have drawn in a school exercise book many times.
But I feel a better person for playing the game.
Yeah, I see.
The DVD, Richard Hammond and Jeremy Clarkson's A Perfect Road Trip, of course, is out now. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. Pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Thursday morning, and on a Thursday, we like to welcome our friend of the show, you know, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, that's in Hendon, of course. He is called Vexen Le Crowley, he's one of the country's leading Satanists, and many other broadcast outlets, as you know, do a sort of pause for thought, don't they? They invite you to sort of engage with your spiritual side, to sort of look deep inside yourself, and the way they do that on other programmes is they'll get a, somebody of a religious bent, won't they, and they'll come on and they'll tell you a little anecdote from their lives, and then tenuously link it to Jesus or another deity of some kind. We think it's a very worthwhile service, and rightly so in modern public broadcasting arena. But there's a section of the society missing, of course, not catered for at all, and that is people who believe in devil worship, isn't it? And that's where we like to address the balance here on XFM, because we're nothing if not all about equality. So, once again, with his thought for the day for Satanist, we welcome High Priest Vexen Le Crowley.
Good morning. I've started to grow my own tomatoes. Now, the initial plan was just to grow enough to toss in a few salads, and maybe, if any became rotten, use them to throw at passers-by from car windows while shouting expletives at them and laughing at how small I expect their genitals might be. But I must say, the growing of these vegetables has been beset by problems, by far the most pressing being the fact that they never seem to get past the green stage. So I took this problem to a member of staff in my local garden centre who suggested putting them in paper bags together with a ripening banana. The skin of the banana, he explained, helps ripen the fruit of the tomato. And then I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For why we all try to eventually climb the vine southwards to a long and glorious eternity in hell, sometimes we need a helping hand. We can try and try and try to become as full of hatred and evil as the dastardly imp and fountain of all that is putrid in thought and deed, but on our own it can be a struggle. Which is why, if you join a Satanist group like ours, you'll positively blossom, as your proximity to one so foul can only bring on our natural loathing and deceit much faster, turning you into a fully rounded worshipper of he who is the great dragon, the author of sin. So, with evil growing inside me, I thanked the shop assistant and then went to the manure bags, slashing them with a knife so that when each was picked up, dirt and filth would fall to the ground. Then I opened the bottles of poisons and flung them willy-nilly around the shop and dropped the fish they inexplicably sell in garden centres into the trousers of a snoozy security guard. And finally, quite deliberately, I exceeded my 2 hours free parking. That should give us all something to think about. By the way, if you'd like to join us to grow in the name of Satan, we're in the Yellow Pages, under Plumbers. It's a cover.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Good morning then, XFM Breakfast. Hello there, I'm John Holmes, and Colin Farrell still with us.
Hello. Hey, John.
They're still mocking me for crying. You know? It's very unfair. It's a cryy film, and it's brilliant.
You should take the two lads for a date night and take them to the cinema and
holding hands.
Yeah, and see how they fare.
So we're going to play Band or Obscure Disney Character. The film, of course, is Walt Disney and P.L. Travers. That's the story. So it's name of a band or name of obscure Disney character. You'll be playing against Matt, and I'll go between the two of you. Okay, then. It's alphabetical order, of course, Matt and Colin. Matt first. Okay, is this a band or a obscure Disney character? Regal Beagle, Matt.
Regal Beagle was in Lady and the Tramp. Character.
No, it wasn't Lady and the Tramp. You got the name
101
wrong.
Dalmatians.
They're a band from Halifax.
No
101
way.
Dalmatians is a really good film, but Beagle is a band from Halifax.
Yeah, thank you. Cobra Bubbles.
Colin Farrell.
Band.
No, character from Lilo and Stitch.
That's not a Disney film.
Stricken from the...
It's a Disney... But it's a Disney character.
Oh, is it?
Ah. Glitter Mouse.
Glitter Mouse is a character again.
Is a band.
Band from Nova Scotia.
Wild Wing Flashback. Wild Wing Flashback, Colin.
Wild Wing Flashback is a band.
No, Mighty Ducks character from Disney's Mighty Ducks.
Ooh.
Joey Chicken Skin.
A gangster.
There's no way there's a Disney character called that. So it's a rapper, I think.
It's a band from, from, I think, from Nottingham. Reginald Bushroot. Reginald Bushroot.
Cartoon character.
Indeed, a villain. Darkwing Duck villain. Hannibal Hamster. Matt.
Hannibal Hamster character.
Is a band.
No.
Yes. Walt Disney.
Walt Disney's a band.
Yes, it is a band. They recently sported Sex Ecstatic at Club Sandwich.
Right. I was going to say.
Tootaloot. Tootaloot.
Tootaloot character.
Band from Vancouver. Boss Beaver.
That'd be a very cheeky cartoon character, Tootaloot.
Not as cheeky as Boss Beaver.
Boss Beaver. Boss Beaver.
Boss Beaver? A band.
No, it's an ill-tempered beaver. if you can imagine such a thing. Zeke Wolf.
Yeah. A band.
Character.
Thrash.
Character.
What?
Thrash band.
John Mouse.
John Mouse should be ashamed of himself, but I believe he is a live Kroner jazz act.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
One-man band.
Coltrane Duckworth.
It sounds jazzy, but it's a character.
No, it's not.
It's a band.
It's a band.
It's a character. It's a jazz. Yeah, you're right. It's jazz. Astro Chicken.
Astro Chicken.
Yeah.
Has to be a character.
No, it's a band. Astro Chicken or a band. Honey Rooster, Matt.
Honey Rooster's definitely a character.
It's a band.
I love when you say definitely.
This is ridiculous.
It means I'm winning.
And finally, Muhammad Cartoon. No pictures of it, obviously, whatever it is.
Muhammad Cartoon.
Yeah.
An act.
It's a band. It's the right answer. Dave, what are the scores in band or character?
Colin nicks it with the last one. 3-2.
3-2!
Top corner.
Colin Farrell wins.
Ole, 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 ole.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond were in. And what happened during them being here was that Jeremy Clarkson noticed that the Richard Hammond was a similar height to me, and decided that this was a miracle, and decided to take a photograph of myself and Hammond standing together, and then tweet it, saying, because Hammond in the photograph looks a bit taller than I am.
A little bit taller, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he tweeted it, and it's essentially, because Jeremy Clarkson's got about, I don't know, millions and millions of followers on Twitter, it's sort of gone around the world in a viral way, with obviously people who've never heard of me or it, but love Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and Top Gear, and are now going, you know, but there's messages coming in on my Twitter feed from people who are in the Ukraine, in Russian, right? No, I don't understand what they've written, but I understand the gist of it, because they've sort of gone, ha, 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 ha. Ukrainian, right. Hashtag short dwarf or something. So what are you doing? And this is all thanks to, thanks, Jeremy, for this. So I'm now, honestly, my Twitter feed is clogged now with people who cannot believe that there is someone in the world shorter than Richard Hammond. Now, fair to say, Dave, I was standing next to him, and you've tweeted the photo. You've retweeted Clarkson's photo, I know.
Yes, the photo that Clarkson took has now just been retweeted, yeah, on the XFM.
Yeah, now that...
Twitter.
But in that photograph, he does, I'll admit to you, he does look a bit taller, but he's standing close to the camera. And also, you can and you can see that he's clearly straining to stand taller.
Well, he's got good posture, I'll give him that.
Isn't he? He's straining up.
Well, you're slouching, I think.
Yeah, and he had big shoes on. Well, Hammond, he had big heels, didn't he?
He did, and I agree with everything you're saying, but it doesn't quite add up because... He's substantially taller than you.
He's not! Richard Hammond is not! Substantially! What's the definition of substantially? He's not! A little bit taller in heels, and that's perspective in that picture.
Yeah. You? But there also is a picture,
yeah,
which we took with our own camera on Twitter as well, and again,
He's also a lot taller than you in that one as well.
Well, that's
so
because
that's two separate pictures.
No, but then he's standing. Look at that picture. He's standing next to the camera. Then Jeremy Clarkson, who is tall, and then me. So again, I'm further away, aren't I? That's how perspective works, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. You're ready with your excuses. I'll give you that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Over to you, JZ.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
See, it's rather complex being the rapper, the hippity hopper, JZ, isn't it? Mr. JZ Cars. You know, life's a struggle when you're him. Like he says, you know, his own words, he says, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 20 million, I don't know. He says that, he raps that. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 20 million. And he may have all that money in stacks and stacks. But it is difficult because it's merely exposed his severe inability to remember the numbers between 4 and 19, it seems to me, yeah. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 20 million. That's not how counting works, Jay Zellers. But it's not the everyday struggle that we all have to suffer that JZ appears to be concerned with anyway. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all well and good that he's like the Che Guevara with the bling on and complex, isn't it? Like he says, but, you know, has he ever had to wait for the flush to refill from the last person who used the toilet? No. And if he has, he's certainly never rapped about it. So this is where we look for 99 more realistic problems for Mr. JZ. Just to help him out, you know. As his 99 problems appear not to really be rooted in the real world as far as we can. So, we'd like your help, please. 99 more realistic problems, that's the hashtag. At XFM on Twitter, 83936. Of course, you can suggest the problems for JZ. What have you got there?
Well, Mr. Zed may have had near brushes, not to mention three shots close range, never touched me, divine intervention, can't stop I from drinking Mai Tai with tartar down in Nevada.
Yeah.
But has his two-year-old daughter ever used his iPhone and somehow managed to put a lock on the screen rotation setting so videos don't move when you put the phone on its side without him having any knowledge of how to unlock it?
Well, again,
has that ever happened?
If it has, he certainly hasn't rapped about it.
Blue Ivy, what have you been doing to my phone? I genuinely don't know how to unset it.
Google it, Matt.
No, I've done that. It still doesn't tell me. So I don't really know what the lock's called. I think it's like screen rotation lock. But nothing's coming up. Again, he doesn't talk about this.
No. If only there was some sort of rap record you could turn to for a solution. But there isn't. There isn't, is there? No. And you're absolutely... I mean, this has just come in from Lee. I mean, JZ may well, John, spend... he may well spend Japan yen, attend major events, catch me in the joints, convinced my iguanas is biting. But has JZ ever tried to use his NatWest debit card in a Wild Bean cafe at a garage trying to buy some... trying to buy coffee and a bag of hula hoops, only to have it turned down last night? No.
Oh. Those bean cafes are so wild.
They're crazy in there, aren't they? They're wild, yeah. Oh, look at them. They're made of madness in there. Oh, you're so wild with your beans in here. But no, I don't think...
No, he hasn't.
And as Jamie points out on Twitter with the hashtag 99 more realistic problems, JZ may know that you can't change a player's game in the ninth inning. The chrome ring spinning keeps them grinning. But has he ever eaten Nutella on toast and the toast was slightly burnt underneath, which actually resulted in slightly carbonised hazelnuts?
Awful.
Tastes very nice. Thank you, Jamie. 99 more realistic problems for JZ. That's this morning. Please, and he may well have got fur on feeling like Jerome. She got her fur too. We get his and her on. Don't look at the jewellery or get your blur on. But has he ever had to clean up a cat poo from the middle of the bathroom floor because the cat flap magnet stopped working overnight, meaning the cat couldn't go outside like usual? No, I don't think JZ has rapped about feline excrement, as far as I'm aware. But that's what we want, please. 99 more realistic problems to help out the out-of-touch-with-the-real-world rapper JZ, please, this morning on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Good morning, then. This is XFM Breakfast again, obviously. Joining me, though, this morning, joining us, very pleased to welcome, fresh from gigging, Liam Frey, out of Cortina's. Good morning to
good
you.
Good morning.
How the devil are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Not tired.
No?
Not tired.
Early tour days, though, isn't it?
Yeah, only the second day.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time for that. How many dates in total?
Nine or ten.
A fairly short tour.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of time to get knackered.
Yeah. That comes later.
Yeah. I've got you a gift, by the way. It's Christmas, so I've got you a gift.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to like this. Because you're a fashionable gentleman.
Please.
I'm aware of that.
Please.
Yeah. You're a fashion icon, Lee.
I'm not sure.
And I've got you a gift. We've got you this. We clubbed together. Look. We're pleased with this. It's a Christmas jumper.
That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Would you like to describe it?
It looks warm. And I'll be wearing it
on stage
in private.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice. It's got a.
Is that genuinely for me?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That will be worn.
It's 3D as well.
That will be. Yeah, it's 3D. Yeah. That will be worn travelling.
Could you send us a photograph of that with you?
And people won't expect me in it as well, so it's a semi-disguise.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be able to pass unnoticed. Yeah. It's quite garish, isn't it? It's a good example. It's a snowman.
It's
got a carrot nose that sticks out and a full-on.
Can you tell I was one of those kids who was like, even if the gif was rubbish, I was like really grateful.
Anyway, listen, welcome along. It's lovely to see you, of course. And
thank you.
And we should talk about the tour, of course, as particularly the big Manchester gig as well, which is the 13th, I think.
Friday the 13th.
That was good planning, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, nothing to do with me. I'm quite superstitious as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that going to affect anything on the day?
Probably, yeah. I imagine so. We'll see at sound check. That's when you can usually gauge.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's going to... I quite like a bad sound check.
Okay.
Sometimes if the sound check's too good, you're like, this would be great. And you turn up and it's like, ooh.
Interesting.
But it's usually fine.
Did you hear, this happened early in the week, did you hear that Kanye West kicked off at a gig? Did you hear that?
No, that's unlike him, isn't it?
Oh, no, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
In fact, his lighting wasn't right, so he...
It's never right, the lighting, though. There was one time at the arena when we asked for the house lights to be turned on.
Yeah.
And it was either they didn't come on for ages, or once they were on, they couldn't get them back down again. And I was suddenly going, oh, this looks awful. I can't get these lights back down. I don't operate lights. It's not my forte.
Yeah. It's just a switch.
I'm going to speak to our guy, Dan, about it, because, well, he's an absolute genius, Dan. I imagine the house lights, is just kind of, you know, push all the buttons upwards.
On, off.
Or push them all downwards. And it took a long time for it to be rectified.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Beautiful. Kings of Leon. Make you feel Christmassy, that beautiful warm. Not really, it's not really Christmassy. Not really, is it? Not really.
Does it you?
Not, it makes me, no. No, I'm brutally honest, no it doesn't. No.
When
are we playing Christmas songs, Dave? I want to start feeling Christmassy now, I've decided.
Yeah, I think...
I bought a Christmas tree yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Not putting it up till the weekend. But I bought one yesterday.
Yeah, good.
But when do we start playing Christmassy songs? Well, we just put sleigh bells over Beautiful War and hope for the best.
Yeah, a couple of ho ho ho's. Yeah, it's fine. I think in about a week, maybe we'll
after
start
winter
to play
Wonderland,
the likes.
That's traditionally the time.
Okay. Yeah.
After Winter Wonderland, we start.
What do we have? What do we have in the XFM Christmas back catalogue?
Oh, we've got some good ones. You got Smith and Burroughs, which is my favourite. When the Thames Froze.
Oh yeah,
which is good.
Yeah, yeah, you like that, don't you?
I bet the darkness will get a bit of a spin.
Don't let the bells end.
Yes.
Yeah. Jimmy Eat World's last cover of Last Christmas, which, by the way, is a very good Christmas song.
I don't know. I hope not.
I don't think it's...
Oh, look, we've got it. Look, we've got it. I've just found it.
And I'm the biggest Jimmy Eat World fan going, and this isn't...
Oh. This is a great version of Last Christmas. Look, what's not to like? Yeah? This is great, isn't it? I'll tell you what is the best Christmas song. It's a cover of Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Busted.
What? You've got to stop this obsession. Busted.
The lads wrote their own songs.
The lads.
Admittedly, not Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I think that's Trad R Busted. But, I've got it. Play it there. Look.
It's not on the system, is it?
No. Not yet, but it will be by later when I get round to it. Now, listen to this. Starts beautifully. I think you'll agree. It's very Christmassy, isn't it? Think of it. Think of the snow falling, the little upturned faces of Busted looking all pleased and Dickensian. Isn't that nice?
Oh, is that Charlie's?
Yeah, little Charlie Simpson. Wait till the guitar kicks in.
Yeah, have we got to, does it kick in soon? Tell me it kicks in soon.
About a minute.
We're not listening to this.
It comes in a minute.
Here we go.
This is a classic carol,
though. It's not a classic, though, is it?
Classic carol?
Yeah.
Busted. Doing the whole barrel thing. This is a new low for the FM.
All of the stars. Here it comes. Wait. Wait.
Oh my god! They ruined Christmas!
That
is!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast thing. Miranda Hart, hello.
John Holmes.
Hello there. She's here. She's the star, very much the star of the 2006 comedy short Don't Even Think It.
That's me.
And voice of the Muller Corner adverts.
Thank you.
Miranda Hart, welcome.
Thank you. Actually, the most recent one's Eco Samsung Bubble.
What's that?
I don't think I saw that right, actually. Samsung Eco Bubble, washing machine.
Did you get a free one?
No.
Well, what sort?
Where's my free one?
Matt here gets free everything. He just says words.
Yeah,
he just says words.
Send that audio off to Samsung and try and get
Brilliant.
Us both one.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. Well, it's lovely to see you. Now, look, there's a thing. Everybody's got a Christmas DVD. What's yours about? I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched it.
No, that's right, because it's a bit surreal in that it's a fitness DVD. John, your face. Stop it.
Why is that surreal? Everyone does this. Come on.
I know, but everyone laughs at me for doing a fitness video.
But you look lovely. You look all fit and toned and all sorts, don't you, Nat? Look at you.
God bless you.
Look at you.
Yeah, but I'm not doing a fitness video because I'm going, look, I lost half a stone. I must put a fitness... No, it's a comedy fitness DVD. Half an hour of comedy sketches as well.
Yeah.
And it's just a silly concept that was based on the sitcom, the Miranda character in the sitcom.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I know. You hate it. She said, if I'm going to do
that's just rubbish. It's up there with Jason Burns one. It's rubbish.
I'm cracking on.
Tactful.
She thought, if I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do maracas, a maraca class. And I thought, this is actually funny and actually works.
Okay,
so
good.
It's two pop tunes, classic pop tunes.
Your choice of, I know you.
I know.
Your choice of music is appalling.
It is really appalling.
What tunes are on it?
There's some grease in there.
Oh, God. Is it the Mega Mix?
John, you love him, probably. There's some take that. You can't go. Come on, John.
You sang with Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
He can't get rid of Gary Barlow. He's like chlamydia. He's everywhere, isn't he?
You love Barlow.
I love Barlow. He's got boss eyes, don't you think? I've said this to Matt. Don't you think? You know Gary Barlow, right? You've sung with Gary Barlow. Did you look into his eye? One good eye.
I'm always looking into his eyes. There's nothing wrong with him. He's perfect.
He's got one of his
perfect creation.
One of his eyes is a bit wrong, isn't it?
I've not noticed this.
You don't lie.
I am tainted by love for him.
That was soft sell.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you. No, he's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really lovely.
And he looks good as well, doesn't he?
He looks really good.
Has he been doing the Maraca DVD?
Probably. Who hasn't, apart from you? Everyone's a Maraca Takara now.
What?
Maraca Takara. I've just made that up.
That's good. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, look.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I've got maracas.
You have maracas.
I've not seen it.
Yeah.
As I mentioned.
Yeah.
And do you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm never going to watch that.
There's some sketches. Loads of, like, half an hour of comedy. Watch that bit.
I'll fast forward the maraca bit.
Then stop.
Because I've got maracas.
Yeah.
I want you to I want you to teach me exercise.
The radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You will. Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You've got maracas, right? I'm going to put on some music.
Yeah.
That. There you go. Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical. That's what I've got.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, if you've been doing this, you know, you can feel your arms working.
Okay.
It's very hard. You need to describe what I do.
It's very hard. It's very hard to do that throughout your entire career, I find. Well, she sort of falls over and laughs. And everyone likes it. Is that summed it up?
We begin with, look, a Hawaiian. It's stuff like,
that's good, you
Hawaiian
are.
Hawaiian move. I'm not going to stand up, by the way. I'm doing this.
I love your approach.
And then there's, crazy crabs, they're called.
Is that a crazy crab?
Yeah.
Miranda now shaking maracas. Oh, it's an alternate hands there.
Alternate hands.
That's a crazy crab.
You go from one side.
Yeah.
Just rolling.
you know.
This is great radio. I don't know about anyone else.
There you go.
This is who needs the DVD now? That's going to annoy your PR person. No one needs to buy that.
No one needs to buy that.
Will you hang about a bit? Because I want to test you.
Yes.
We're going to play a game of band or it's exercise based yoga position.
Oh, okay.
Band or yoga position.
Right.
If you hang about a bit,
consider me fully hung.
I always do.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
And we're helping out the rapping, hippity-hopping gentleman, JZ, with 99 more realistic problems. Not the ones he's always banging on about. He's got no idea what it's like for normal people. You may not want to cock back the £4 bar. Look, Scrapper, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you characters I'm a rapper. But has he ever run out of screen wash so much that he's just relying now on rain and other cars putting their washers when it sometimes shoots over the back of the car in front of you and you have to try and get it on your own windscreen? Has he ever rapped about that, says Hannah from Kent. Probably not, Hannah, you're right. What have you got there, Matt?
Ben from Bracknell says, Mr. JZ may well pledge allegiance to my grandma for that banana pudding. Our piece of Americana, our apple pie, was supplied through Arm and Hammer straight out of the kitchen. Shh, don't wake Nana.
What? Yeah.
That's an actual lyric, apparently.
Yeah.
But has he ever rapped about going to the toilet and found there was no toilet paper and Beyonce and Blue Ivy were out of the house at the time? No, he hasn't.
Imagine JZ sitting there with his hip-hoppity pants around his ankle. He wears those ones like MC Hammer used to have, doesn't he?
Yeah,
and he's there, sitting there, isn't he, in his low-slung, hippity-hot pants, around his ankles, and he's sitting there, and there's no paper. What does the rapper JZ do? Does he tear up the bit of cardboard in a tube and use that? Does he
use a magazine?
Does he use
a hip-hop magazine?
Does he rifle through the pockets of his hip-hop pants for a bit of old tissue with his daughter's snot on it, and he has to use that to wipe his hippity-hot bottom? Does he... there's not enough of it, is there? Because it's just a little bit of tissue, and then what do you do? All you've really done is move it around a bit. What do you do then, JJ?
Oh, God.
What? It's a big problem, Dave, for the rapper. And he may well have got his fur on, feeling like Jerome, she got her fur too. We get our his and her on, don't look at the jewellery or get your blur on again. Neil says, but can he decide... can he decide whether to have couscous or rice with his steak tonight? I can't decide, and it's a bit of an issue, because I really love both of those things. I have both, Neil. That's what JZ would do, wouldn't he? He'd sit there on the toilet waiting for Beyonce to come home to bring him the paper, and he'd just gorge himself on couscous and rice, wouldn't he?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So if you're only just joining us, welcome, good morning, it's XFM Breakfast, I'm John Holmes, but things you might have missed just before 6.30 in the showbiz toss-up roundup was that R. Kelly has launched something in America called the, what was it called, Matt? The Black Panties Hotline.
Yes.
And remind us what that is.
Is it as bad as it sounds? He's got an album coming out called Black Panties.
Yes,
In December. And this is a hotline which people can call to get various messages sent to their phone from the man himself.
Does he send you panties?
I don't know if he sends you panties through the post,
you know,
but he certainly will talk about them on your phone. The remix to Ignition Hitmaker.
Good. And Solid Dodgy Video Maker, as I recall.
Well, yes.
Back in the day.
Well, yeah, and the whole the hip opera that he made, which was the stuff of legend, really, wasn't it?
Shall we phone it? We found the number. It's in America.
Brilliant. Here we go.
Let's just see what R. Kelly's Black Panty
for
hotline...
the first time. This is a UK radio
This is a
exclusive.
UK... no one has done this, man. Probably with good reason, because we don't know what's about to happen.
R. Kelly's about to talk filth to us down the phone. Here we go.
I don't imagine Dave Berry's doing this over on Capital, is he? Right, come on, then.
It's a bit more on target for them, though. He should be.
It is, but I'm not sure they go there, really. Right, let's...
Let's have a... Dave's dialing now. Dave is dialing on the phone. Then we'll drag
here
it
we
into
go,
the...
Here we go.
There he is. The exciting noise of Dave dialing. there we go. No, it's not... Come on.
Here we go.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kills. Thanks for hitting up the Black Panties Hotline. Let's turn up. Take it to a whole nother level.
How'd you take panties to another level?
Officially tap in the Black Panties.
Please enter your mobile phone number. Area code first.
We're going to enter someone's mobile phone number.
Put your mobile phone in.
Have you got Dave Berry's mobile phone
number?
Please
enter your number. One digit.
Put Dave Berry's in.
Please enter your mobile phone number.
Put Dave Berry's
in. Area code first.
Okay. Right, Dave's just putting in Dave Berry. You got it? No. You've got Dave Berry's mobile phone number. Put that in. Someone listening to this will work out Dave Berry's phone number from the beep noise.
0-0-4.
Oh, no.
That was close. That was almost Dave Berry's number. Has she stopped ringing out yet?
Press 1 if this is the number you would like to enter.
Yes, that'll do.
Yeah.
Press 2 to enter a new number.
Hit us up with black panties.
Come on, press 1. There you go.
Please wait while we check the mobile number you've entered.
All right. Mobile phone.
It's going to be good.
Come on, R. Kelly. Don't let us down.
Come on.
The number you have entered is not detected as a mobile number.
Why?
Press 0 for help.
Is that because it's in America?
Press 9 to repeat the options.
Yeah.
Press 9 for option.
It's got to be a Nokia.
No. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Sell. I'm slightly disappointed by R. Kelly's Black Panties.
I liked the
Again, opening. Another sentence I thought I'd never actually bother.
The opening gambit's good, though. It was worth it alone for that, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. hey, do you want to... What did he say?
Tap him up for Black Panties.
Do you want to tap me up for
Black The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast. Hello, Miranda Hart. Still with us. Hello, Miranda Hart.
Hi.
We're going to play band or yoga position.
Yeah, you were of
playing.
We
of course we are. We're going to play against Matt here.
Hi there.
Hi, Matt. Hi.
All right, formality.
I like to keep it formal.
Formality's over. it's alphabetical order, of course. Matt, Miranda. Miranda first.
Nice.
Here we go. Monopose. Is that a band or a yoga position?
A band.
You'd be right, they're Malaysian. Good work. Matt, wide stance.
It's clearly a position.
No, it's a punk glam rock band.
In your face.
Wide stance. Lord of the Fish, Miranda Hart. Lord of the Fish.
You're making me think that's yoga, that's a band.
It's yoga.
Lord of the Fish.
Let's start with your first answer. Little Thunderbolt,
band.
Yoga. Cobblers Bound.
Band.
Is yoga.
No!
Cobblers Bound is yoga. King of Birds, man.
King of Birds. It sounds like a sort of American aging rock band.
It's a band, they're from Ludgate Hill, but it is a band. Circle of Light.
That's yoga.
No, it's a rock band.
Oh, that's because you threw me with a Sunshine Salute, whatever it's called. See, I can don't do yoga, I only maraca. Carry on.
Seated Twist, Matt. Nice.
Yoga.
It's a yoga position. Salutation Seal, Miranda.
Oh, well, you salutation to the sun, yoga. Salutation Seal. Seal's new album?
Good guess. Yoga.
Still yoga.
Three bent parts, man.
there's no way that is in a yoga position. It's a band.
It's a yoga position. Three bent parts. Ooh. It's a yoga position. Dark yoga, Miranda Hart.
Well, you get the hot yoga. There can't be a band with the title yoga in it, can there? Dark yoga is yoga.
It's a band.
Oh, God.
With the lights off.
Naked Twister, man.
Naked Twister. That's from the Maraca Fitness DVD.
Nice.
Nah, it's a band.
It is a band. Downward Dog.
Is yoga.
Is yoga, good. And finally, Vag Sister.
What?
Or is it yoga?
Both.
No, it's a yoga position. Named after a sage.
Oh.
There you go. Over done. Dave, producer Dave, what was the score?
It's 4-2 to Matt.
Nice.
That makes Miranda Hart the winner. Congratulations.
Well done.
And you've won a copy of your own DVD.
Thank you very much.
Which is out now.
Yeah.
I've done that bit. Yeah. What's it called?
Maracatack.
That's it. Miranda Hart's Maracatack.
Good name.
Bloody hell. He's out now.
Yay.
Miranda Hart, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. See ya. XFM weather.
Well, there will be the odd sunny spell this morning and some rain later. High of 10 degrees.
XFM. Terry Christian's inside leg measurement.
32 inches.
The XFM.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. XFM Music News.
And now it's time for the music news with Matthew Dyson.
Yes. Download Festival has been named Best Major Festival at the UK Festival Awards. I said festival three times in one.
Are you trying to get a free festival?
No, I'm not.
I bet you are. This is what happens. Whenever you say a thing, I always look at you suspiciously. Matt's just said the word pig three times. Why? And it wants free pig.
There's lots of festival talk.
There he goes again.
The UK Festival Awards. You can't really help it, can you? The awards are for festivals.
Stop saying festivals.
If anything, it's like a festival.
Stop saying
festivals.
Stop saying it.
Arctic Monkeys won Best Headline Performance for their set at Glastonbury in June. Best Medium Side F-word. went to Kendall Calling. But who won Best Toilets, I hear you cry?
Who won Best Toilets?
Using that new deep voice sound effect that we've got in the studio. Who won Best Toilets?
Who won Best Toilets?
Well, I can tell you, it was the Arctangent Festival. Arctangent in Bristol. You know, their art rock, math folk and post-dance event that happens every year.
What's so good about their toilets?
They're just very clean. They're very clean.
How lovely.
And people voted for them. The winners were announced at the Roundhouse in Camden last night. And Rob Swire from Pendulum. Remember Pendulum? The dance rockers who split up a while ago. Pendulum.
Yeah.
Looking confused.
Yeah.
They've been laying into.
What? I'm just wondering why you're talking about them.
Well, I remember them because Rob Swire from Pendulum.
Yeah. To get a free Pendulum.
That's it, home going, I've got this clock and I really need a pendulum. I'm going to say the word pendulum, but I'll see if someone sends me a pendulum.
So Rob Swire from the band.
You're nothing but a nigger with attitude.
He's been laying into Bastille. This is what's happened on Twitter.
Yes.
Out of the blue, Rob Swire from Pendulum has piped up and he sent a message to Bastille saying, "You are not good enough to cover Rhythm of the Night, their latest single," which is out at the moment, adding, "Please stick to 90s songs within your talent range, like Mambo Number 5.
And has there been a response?
No response as yet from the Bastille boys. I mean... hopefully they will bring out a cover of Mambo Number 5's classic hit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think I've seen the film.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, it's got... everyone gets shot in the jungle, doesn't it? Oh, no, it's Rambo Number 5. I always make that mistake, don't I? There's more music news, Matt.
There's more on the website, xfm.co.uk.
Lovely. What's your favourite part of shopping?
I like to go to buy pendulums when they're discounted at the pendulum shop.
Well done, Matthew.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So that thing you were saying about Anstis a minute ago, Toby Anstis, what was that?
That he's a great guy and a very professional broadcaster.
Yeah, which is absolutely true.
He's got buns of steel, though, hasn't he? I have, because I did a triathlon with him once, and he is...
Is that a euphemism?
He's got some pert cheeks on him, I'll tell you that much.
This is honestly like reading Neil Sean's column in the Metro, isn't it? It's like Matt's a sort of showbiz guru. Sources told me that Anstis has buns of steel. Just heard there. I think what he does, and if you listen to the beginning of the podcast, you'll know I've discovered where the pets come from. By the way. We mentioned Classic FM have a mouse and Heart have a mouse. The reason Anstis's buttocks are so pert is that he opens them up and he fills them with the stiffened corpses of dead mice. Sews them back up again.
Like American Psycho.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Like American Psycho. But he's got dead mice in his buttock, and that's what holds them so rigid.
Wow.
Because they've got rigor mortis.
Oh, right, okay. Oh.
That's a fact about Toby Anstis.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome, Stephen Merchant.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here, gentlemen.
Now, you, as a former XFM disc jockey, you gave me some advice on the first show. Me and Neil have obviously really built on that first show and attempted to implement the advice. Do you want to go through some of our subjects, Neil?
Some of the five subjects that went really well were bad song memories.
Bad song
memories. I don't even know what that is anymore.
No, I don't know what that is.
I was away that week.
I think that's a typo.
I think there was two subjects that week: bad songs and memories.
Memories. You just opened it up to memories.
Music. Music. It rocks.